Unholy Fire by Robert J. Mrazek. For my parents, Bill and Blanche, the source of any and all inspiration. The aim of war is murder. The methods of war are spying, treachery and their encouragement, the ruin of a country's inhabitants, robbing them or stealing to provision the army, and fraud and falsehood, termed military craft. The habits of the military class are the absence of freedom, that is, discipline, idleness, ignorance, cruelty, debauchery, and drunkenness. And in spite of all this, it is the highest class, respected by everyone. All the kings, except the Chinese, wear military uniforms, and he who kills the most people receives the highest awards. Prince Andrew Bolkonsky, in War and Peace. Tolstoy. During the winter 1862-63, when General Joseph Hooker was in command, I can say from personal knowledge and experience that the headquarters of the Army of the Potomac was a place to which no self-respecting man liked to go, and no decent woman would go. It was a combination of barroom and brothel. Captain Charles Francis Adams, Jr., grandson of President John Quincy Adams, 1st Massachusetts Cavalry. Author's Notes. In the winter of 1862, President Abraham Lincoln was desperate to find a successful commanding general for his ill-fated Army of the Potomac. As the second year of the war drew to a close, many considered his previous selections of field commanders to be scandalously, if not criminally, deficient. The Union had begun the Civil War with high hopes for a quick victory. The Army's commanding general...